The U.S. dollar is recovering modestly into the North American session after last week's post-payrolls weakness, with traders taking some profit ahead of another important week of U.S. macro data. Softer June employment figures prompted markets to scale back expectations for another near-term Federal Reserve rate hike, but the broader policy backdrop remains relatively supportive for the greenback, given Kevin Warsh's continued emphasis on price stability and the absence of any signal that the Fed is preparing to ease. U.S. equity futures point to a firmer Wall Street open following the holiday weekend. In Europe, economic data has generally surprised to the upside without materially shifting the policy outlook. German factory orders posted another broad-based improvement, while Eurozone investor sentiment strengthened sharply in July, according to the Centix survey. Eurozone retail sales also rebounded in May, and producer prices continued to firm despite easing energy costs, reinforcing the view that underlying economic momentum is stabilizing. The euro has nevertheless given back some of its post-payroll gains as markets continue to look ahead to this week's ECB minutes for further guidance on the path beyond June's rate increase. The yen remains the weakest performer among the major currencies, with dollar-yen pushing higher once again as intervention risks remain elevated but have yet to deter renewed selling pressure. Sterling has been relatively resilient despite another subdued UK construction PMI, supported by expectations the Bank of England will maintain a comparatively restrictive policy stance. Elsewhere, geopolitical risks remain firmly on the radar after reports that China launched a nuclear-capable long-range missile into the South Pacific, while the situation in the Strait of Hormuz remains fragile. Although shipping activity has continued to recover following the U.S.-Iran agreement, uncertainty around future transit arrangements and proposed Iranian shipping fees continues to underpin a modest geopolitical risk premium in energy markets, given even as oil prices remain relatively subdued. Looking ahead, the main focus into North American session will be the U.S. ISM Services PMI, which should provide fresh insight into the resilience of the world's largest economy following last week's softer employment report. Investors will also watch the final S&P Global Services PMI, while attention will increasingly turn towards Wednesday's FOMC minutes and the Reserve Bank of New Zealand's policy decision as markets continue to reassess the global interest rate outlook. That's all for now.